I talked with the candidates briefly as they arrived. We weren't able to record the debate itself, but I'll introduce the three candidates in this report, and we'll talk with them at more length in coming weeks. Mark Essick has been with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office for nearly 24 years in a variety of positions. Although there is no incumbent in the race, the current sheriff, Rob Giordano, is not a candidate. Captain Essick is positioning himself as a sort of incumbent. I ask him what his opening statement will be.
What I'm going to start off with is my vision. I really have 3 points in my vision, and that is community policing, transparency, accountability, kind of mix those two in together, and diversity in our hiring. So those 3 things are my vision for the sheriff's office going forward. I've been there for almost 24 years. I don't expect people just to take the fact that I've been there for 24 years to vote for me. I expect that they will take my experience, my combined experience of 24 years at the sheriff's office, and my vision, and they'll see that I have a clear plan for the sheriff's office in the future.
Throughout the evening, Essick would return to the theme of experience as he addressed the crowd of about 50 hearty souls in the very cold Rio Theater. Santa Rosa City Councilman Ernesto Olivares dates his law enforcement experience back to 1976, when he began as a cadet with the Yuba College Campus Police. He served nearly 30 years on the Santa Rosa Police Department. His work on the City Council, where he's deeply involved in issues from violence prevention to homelessness, came up in most of his answers. On the way in, he spoke about his outreach around the county, where he might not be as well known as he is in Santa Rosa.
Well, I'll tell you, the real specific reason that I came here is that I recognize that in Sonoma County, besides all of our incorporated cities that we have over 20 different communities around here with different issues, right? What's important to the folks here at the river, for example, may not be as important to people out of Sonoma Valley or down around the Pine Grove area. So it's very, very important that we get out and about and try to make ourselves very accessible to everybody throughout Sonoma County. I think overall we can say that we may be able to provide some basic general law enforcement services to the entire county. But when it comes down to specific quality of life issues and real neighborhood problems, you have to go out to the neighborhoods and address those.
The third candidate, John Mutz, talks a lot about challenging the status quo. As he arrived, he mentioned his desire to focus for the evening on problems that are specific to this part of the Russian River.
Well, I think all of the candidate forums are different, you know, depending on where you are. So West County, this far west, is very unique, along the river, all the way to the coast. You know, and the challenges out here are housing, how to deal with the methamphetamine issues, those kinds of things. And then I think the thing I hear is service. How can the sheriff's office be more responsive to a huge area? And then how can the sheriff's office be more in partnership with everyone out here and meet the needs of the business community as well as all people?
Service has become a watchword for candidate John Mutz. He talks about a service-based culture in his campaign literature, and time and again during the debate, he talked about cultural change and transformation. As a 25-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department, he rose to become a station commander, and he says he oversaw changes in the culture of stations he was assigned to after the upheavals connected with the Rodney King verdict. The candidates agreed on many things, including the need to maintain the county's responsibilities under what's commonly called the Sanctuary State Bill. They answered a question from the audience on that issue. They also agreed on support for increased services for the homeless, continued support for a West County police substation, and the advantages of community policing. Expect plenty more debates and more information here to help with your decision. Election Day is June 5th, and a runoff will be held if needed on November 6th. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.